Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Greetings from Italy. I'm going to continue with this chromatic scale stuff, but this is an exercise that you could use on any kind of material. I'm just using the chromatic scale because that's what we were doing last time. And last time I did some stuff, we were kind of working with dynamics of the pick. I want to do something like that, but that's a little more detailed, more specific. So, because we were just kind of going loud and soft. Now we want to see levels of loudness and softness. So, what I have here is I have an electric guitar that's turned up all the way, and an amp that's turned up all the way. Very loud. That's how loud it is at a normal playing level. And I have a metronome at 60 here. I'm going to play sextuplets. So it sounds like... That's where the guitar is about as loud as my voice right now. Now I'm gonna go bring it down to just a whisper, the softest I can possibly play. Now I don't know if it's possible to hear on the tape, but I'm still playing every note. And I can hear every note, and I'm not muting anywhere. Like, no part of this hand is touching the strings except for the pick. And no part of this hand is, like, muting or doing anything weird. I'm just doing this regular fingering, but I'm just playing very, very lightly. I'm, like, brushing the pick on the strings, and I'm holding the pick really loose. I'll give it a little accent on the beat, and this accent is not a big accent. It's just a little bit louder than what I just did. It's hard to do this without making a bunch of noise on the strings. I'm going to do is I'm going to take that level of accent, and I'm going to make that my new baseline level. So I'm going to raise the volume with the pick. And I say, so if that accent was about that loud, that's all even. Now I'm going to give this a little accent. So just a little bit louder than this. And now I'll raise the bass level to that new accent level. Accents. Four levels now. I forget how many. Maybe I did three. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to start, and I'm just going to do the whole thing. I'm going to just each time I come back down to the bottom of the scale, I'm going to try and bring it up just a little bit. And I'll see how many levels of volume I can get. Here's back at the softest. Level two. Start again. Two. Go a little bit louder, but I'm afraid I might annoy people in the other rooms here. So that's 10. I could probably do 12, you know, if I went a couple more. And that's something that is pretty interesting to try to see how much control you can get with dynamics with just using the pick, you know. And then you could try it improvising. I'm playing a B-flat blues. Second level. Neighbors here, so I'll just stop there, but you get the idea. Controlling dynamics is something that I find guitar players don't work on quite as much as on other instruments, like drums. Drummers work on that a lot, you know, and in my book, Fundamentals of Guitar, there's a whole section called pick control that has to do with this kind of stuff. But this is something that you can try very easily and just see what your results are. Okay, so see you next time. All right, thanks. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.